Now, with the latest from the world of technology, this is the Tech Guide Podcast with Stephen Fenech.
Lots to talk about.
Tech Guide.
It's a very well-rounded product, combines great design, great technology, lots of excellent features.
Tech Guide.
This is why Samsung has seen a huge surge, why their profits are up.
Keeping you updated and educated, this is the Tech Guide Podcast.
This is not an ultrabook. If you're looking for something small, slim and lightweight, then you need to look elsewhere.
Tech Guide.
Probably one of the most impressive little devices I've seen in quite a while.
Now, from the studios of techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenech.
Hello and welcome to episode 77 of the Tech Guide Podcast, the podcast that keeps you updated and educated about the latest consumer technology. Thanks for listening and thanks for downloading our last show of the year. My name is Stephen Fenech, editor of techguide.com.au. We hope you had a great Christmas. On this week's show, we're going to talk about the tech products we bought this Christmas. We're also going to look at smartphone apps that can save you from drunken embarrassment over the New Year period. And we'll also check out the rumored 12.9-inch iPad Apple is reportedly working on. In the Tech Guide reviews, we're going to look at the Monocle smartphone speaker with a difference. We'll also run our eye over the new Fetch TV set-top box and the Braavn 8 series Bluetooth speakers. And in this week's Tech Guide Help Desk, we'll talk about tips for parents to prevent their kids from overspending on apps and in-app purchases. And it's all brought to you by Netgear, Australia's number one brand of home Wi-Fi products. Lots to get through, so let's jump right in. Now, we hope you all had a great Christmas. You had a great time with family and friends, ate lots of food. But more importantly, we hope you got lovely presents. And I'm pretty sure that a lot of people were wishing for tech presents this year. That probably comes as no surprise. And as we found out, tech products were a very popular gift this Christmas. According to the Australian Retailers Association, there was more than $30 billion spent this Christmas, and 30% of that amount was spent on technology products. The most popular, tablets and smartphones, and in particular, iPads and iPhones. So it comes as no surprise. We kind of anticipated this before Christmas. These were the hot products, and surprise, surprise, they actually were. Now, the interesting thing, though, once these products were given on Christmas Day, a funny little thing happens. Everyone with these brand new smartphones, brand new tablets, they want to download apps. On Christmas Day in 2012, there were more than 328 million apps downloaded. So we haven't got the figures from Christmas Day this year yet, but I'll bet my bottom dollar that exceeded that 328 million mark from last year. But there is one thing, and we're going to discuss this further in the Tech Guide Help Desk. Parents really need to watch their children's spending. If they've gifted their child a smartphone or a tablet, of course they're going to want to get all these new apps. Of course they're going to want to download them straight away. But in the Tech Guide Help Desk, we're going to give parents a tip on how to keep that spending under control. So as I said, we'll discuss that a little bit later in the program. You're listening to Tech Guide.
Tech Guide. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenech.
Well, it's the start of a new year and a time of the year when a lot of us get out socializing, celebrating, and drinking. Alcohol and smartphones, unfortunately, can sometimes be a bit of an awkward mix. Now, if you're one of these people who loves to have a drink and then likes to get the phone out and start making phone calls, sending messages, and posting to social media, then these apps can maybe save you from a red face the day after. There is a couple of apps we're going to talk about here. We're going to first start off with one called Drunk Text Savior. The name kind of describes what it can do for you here. Now, the idea of Drunk Text Savior is it can look at what you're typing. So if you're attempting a text message or a Facebook status or a tweet, it will look at your spelling, your word context and who you're writing it to, what you're trying to say, and it will make little recommendations along the way as you're typing it. And the worse that the message gets, there may be because you've had a few drinks, the spelling's not that good, things are going astray, it does post some funny little messages to warning you not to send it. So that you'll get messages like, you're pushing it, are your eyes open? And if it's really bad, the final message you'll get is, don't send this one. And as I said, that applies to text messages, Facebook status updates, tweets. So might be a good idea to install this on your iPhone if you are thinking of, if you think you may be sending some messages that may come back to haunt you the next day. Well, there's another one called Call Stopper Lite. Now, this is an Android app, and there are similar apps for the iPhone as well. Now, what this allows you to do is before you head out, it allows you to block certain numbers so that later on in the night when you've had a few drinks and you decide, oh, well, I'm going to ring my boss and tell him exactly what I think about him, or you decide you're going to ring your ex-wife or your ex-girlfriend or boyfriend, this is an app that can help prevent that from happening. Now, what you do is you enter their numbers into the app, Call Stopper Lite. There is an iPhone version as well. And what it does, it will block those numbers. So even as hard as you try, when you're later on in the night, you've had a few drinks and you want to make those calls, it will stop them from happening. And you know what? It's hard enough to recover from a hangover the day after, but imagine the embarrassment of knowing someone telling you, yeah, you've made some phone calls or you sent some text messages. That is going to take a little bit longer to get over. You can check out all those apps read my review on those, see some images as well at techguide.com.au. Now, Apple is always, everyone's got their eye on Apple and what they're doing. Yeah, it's no wonder Apple is, if there was one company you could copy, other companies that would be looking very, very closely at Apple and what they're doing. They tend to set the trend with new products. We saw that with the iPhone and the iPad and many other products. And as a result, there's no shortage of rumors. Now, rumors will only travel as far as the people who are willing to hear them. And there is a lot of interest around what Apple is doing. And therefore, many, many rumor sites and rumors that people like to hear and that many people like to try to find. There are plenty of websites out there that all they do is report on the latest rumors coming from Apple. Well, the latest that we've heard has to do with an iPad, and in particular, a much larger iPad. The latest rumor is that Apple is working on a 12.9-inch version of the popular tablet, a 12.9-inch iPad. Now, this is a report from the website DigiTimes, and they're saying that this larger iPad could be released in October 2014. Now, where they get their rumors from suppliers, the whole supply industry is a huge source of these rumors. Apparently, one Apple supplier has won a contract to produce the screens for this larger device. The reports also said that Apple were tossing up between a 12.9-inch iPad and a 13.3-inch iPad, with the 12.9-inch option the favored version that Apple is reportedly looking at. Now, many people are asking, well, would they really do that? Would they really want to produce a tablet that big? Well, I think there would be a market for it. Now, they do have laptops, MacBook Air screens that size, MacBook Pro screens that size. And now with the availability of so many accessories, keyboards, cases, it really is possible to have a screen that size, attach a keyboard using a case, and use it just like you would a laptop. Now, I had a look at this rumor myself, and I've reported it on Tech Guide. I think there's a lot of people interested in what Apple are doing there. And I was thinking that it wasn't only a couple of months ago where Apple's latest iPad was released, and it was called the iPad Air. Now, at the time, I wondered, I think, wow, will they ever produce maybe an iPad Pro? Well, they have a MacBook Air and a MacBook Pro laptop. Now they have an iPad Air and possibly an iPad Pro. Now, I'm looking at this 12.9-inch iPad, and that to me would be a perfect name for this larger iPad, the iPad Pro. something to think about. We've got until October in 2014, apparently, before we're going to see any inkling of a device of this size. But I just thought, being a very interesting rumor to get our teeth around, the iPad Pro could be the name. So keep an eye out for that rumor. Also, rumors been around for a long time, larger screen iPhones. They're thinking of 4.7 or a 5.9-inch iPhone, possibly both. So interesting how Apple will configure their devices in 2014. But we'll be keeping our ear to the ground and our eyes peeled for any news on these new devices. But if you want to read my story and check out the original links where they came from, you can do that at techguide.com.au.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Finney.
Tech Guide.
Now, the Tech Guide podcast is proudly brought to you by Netgear, Australia's number one Wi-Fi brand. Now, we mentioned there were a lot of new tablets, a lot of new smartphones given out at Christmas this year. And what that's going to do is going to put a lot of extra demand on your Wi-Fi network. There's going to be smartphones, tablets used in parts of the home where you wouldn't normally use a computer, out in the backyard, up in the bedroom, in the bathroom even. So what you need to do if your Wi-Fi network can't reach those places is get a Wi-Fi range extender. The Netgear WN3500RP is just such a device. So if you want to maybe stream your music from the backyard barbecue or to the pool this summer, you'll need a Wi-Fi range extender. With that, you can enjoy improved Wi-Fi coverage on your Wi-Fi devices, such as the latest tablets, smartphones, throughout your entire home with Netgear's dual-band Wi-Fi range extender. The WN3500RP will boost dual-band Wi-Fi to the backyard or upstairs bedroom and wirelessly stream music to your connected audio system with AirPlay on an iPhone or an iPad or on Android devices using the Netgear Genie app and DLNA. You can get Wi-Fi where you want it from Netgear. To have a look even closer at the product, go to netgear.com.au/Wi-Fi.
Tech Guide.
Now, a Tech Guide review with Stephen Fenwick. Tech Guide.
Kicking off our reviews this week is a very interesting product by a company called Native Union. It's called the Monocle. Now, what the Monocle is, it's a speaker, speakerphone, and handset in one. Now, it is a single speaker. Great name to be called Monocle because it's a single speaker and it can perform a few functions with your smartphone. It's small and compact, really light, easy to carry around with you, whether it's in your backpack, in your pocket, with using the included belt loop or bag loop so you can hang on your bag. When it's in speaker mode, so you can plug it directly into the 3.5mm headphone jack, you can listen to your music out loud, you can control it using the side button to pause, play, and to navigate to the next song, previous song. And it can also be used as a speakerphone, so you can use it as a hands-free speakerphone to make and receive all your calls. And I have to say, the sound quality is surprising. Not only is the audio quality surprisingly good, but also the volume, the output. Well, I had to actually turn down my iPhone. It was playing so loud through the single speaker. Now, it's got a 1.2-meter nylon cable, so it won't twist around. It's pretty sturdy, the cable. There's also a microphone on the cable as well, which brings us to our next feature for the Monocle, and that is a handset. So once it's connected to your iPhone, you receive a call, you can just hold the speaker up to your ear and the microphone on the cable, which means you've got another handset talking. You can talk through, make your calls connected to your iPhone. So it's another way to make your calls for those people who don't want to be holding their phone directly to their head. There's a lot of people who are a little bit wary of the signals and the side effects it may have. So for those users, the Monocle is a handy product to use as well. It's also handy if you want to just listen to your music quietly as well, rather than it being playing it out loud. loud, your music out loud, you can just hold the monocle up to your ear, like, kind of like a mini boombox. You can hold that to your ear to hear your music as well. What I liked about this product is the fact that apart from the audio quality, it's also expandable. So you might want to have two monocle speakers, or three, or up to 10. And the beauty of this product is you can daisy chain up to 10 monocles for a larger, louder, more social music experience. You might be having a party. Some of your friends may own a monocle. You can stick them all together. There's a 3.5 mil port on the side of the product, so that you can connect each cord to the next monocle using that that little port on the side, the 3.5 mil jack, and you can have a much larger experience. The monocle comes with a small 3.5 mil quick release belt and bag loop, so it's basically a 3.5 mil cable with a small loop on the end. So if you want to, say, attach it to a handle of your bag or your belt, you can loop the cord in one way, attach it to the 3.5 mil, put it through the loop, and then you've got a handy little way to carry around the monocle speaker. It's available in a few colors: red, blue, mint, and slate, priced at $69.95. Now, if you want to go the brushed black diamond or brushed copper versions of monocle, they're $10 more, $79.95. nativeunion.com.au is the website if you want to order one for yourself. But I have to say, I'm off to Las Vegas fairly shortly for the Consumer Electronics Show. I will be taking along the monocle so that one in my hotel room, if I want to listen to some music, I can attach this to my smartphone or tablet and hear my music out loud. It's pretty small. It's only 7.3 centimeters wide, 3.7 centimeters thick, has a 1.2 meter nylon cable. $69.95, or the brushed copper and metal versions, $79.95. The monocle, you can check out my review at techguide.com.au.
This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenning.
Tech Guide,
keeping you updated and educated.
Our next product we're going to look at this week is the new Fetch TV set-top box, and in particular, the new Fetch TV app. Now, Fetch TV is a set-top box and service that's available through your internet service provider. Providers like Optus, like Internode, iiNet, just to name a few. So what happens, you order it through those particular ISPs, you receive the hardware, you connect it to your internet, your broadband connection at home, and then connect it to your TV through the aerial. So you still get your signal through your normal aerial, but you get the electronic program guide, all the content and channel packages then through your broadband connection. So the connectivity is enhanced. When it's connected to your broadband connection, you get all these other options and other features. Now, one of these other features is the new Fetch TV app. And what it allows you to do, apart from being able to control the set-top box, you can use your smartphone as a remote control. You can look through the EPG and set yourself reminders. You can even set recordings. But with the new app, you can even watch the content on your smartphone or tablet. So say, for example, you're at home and your partner is watching a program through the Fetch TV set-top box, and you want to watch something else, it's quite easy to pull out your smartphone or your tablet, fire up the Fetch TV app, and watch whatever else you want. That's within your network, so the set-top box has to be on the same network as your smartphone. It's very easy to connect in the settings, so you can enjoy your programming, not only live program, but also your recording. So if you've recorded a program, you can then go in to the box and stream that then to your device, to your smartphone or to your tablet. You can also download movies. Again, you can choose to play it on your TV or view it on your mobile device. Now, the other great part of this app is that it can be used not only on your Wi-Fi network at home, but even elsewhere within Australia on 3G and 4G. Now, of course, data charges may apply, but if you are still able to remotely access your recordings, watch live TV, any of the channels that you're subscribed to, you can now watch on your smartphone or on your tablet. It's the first app in Australia to offer viewers the ability to watch free-to-air TV anywhere streamed on a smartphone or a tablet. So if you're a big TV fan and you want to keep track of not only live TV, but also your own recordings and the latest movies, there is what they call the movie box on Fetch TV. And that's a monthly, it's updated monthly, and it's a whole bunch of movies you can watch for free. And they're good quality movies too. During my review, I actually watched Aliens, that great movie by James Cameron, and I also watched Good Will Hunting. So we're not talking about B-grade films here. There's some pretty high quality movies available for free. You can also rent movies too. So if you want the latest releases, you can head into the movie rentals. You can search by genre, by provider. So it's quite easy to get to the content that you want. Fetch TV, it's available from as little as $10 a month if you're going through your ISP. And there's packages you can add on. So not only do you get the free-to-air channels, your normal channels, but there are other packages which include MTV, Fox Sports, National Geographic. So all these other packages that can give you more than what you normally get on free-to-air. The Fetch TV set-top box and app, you can read about all of that at techguide.com.au. Now, we love a good Bluetooth speaker, and Braavn is a brand that's been around for a little while. We've reviewed a couple of their devices. Their latest is the 8 series. Now, these are larger devices. There's the Braavn 850, and there's the Braavn 855S. Now, these are bigger speakers, so you can expect and you receive a much bigger sound. Best way I can describe the size of these speakers, as I said in my review on Tech Guide, it's about the size of a house brick. So they're slightly larger than your normal Bluetooth speaker that you find on the market today for those who are after a bigger sound. They've got 20-watt output through the stereo speakers. But the speakers not only provide excellent sound and Bluetooth connectivity, they can also charge your other devices. So if you're out and about with this product and on a full charge, you can get up to 20 hours of playback on the Braavn 8 series. But there is a USB port on the side, and it's easy to check how much juice is left on the battery. There are 5 indicator lights on the side of the product. So each of those lights obviously represents 20% of the charge remaining. And you can attach your smartphone, your tablet, your portable gaming device or camera, whatever is USB charged can also be charged using the Braavn 8 series. So not only are you going to get great sound streaming your music, but you're also going to get a backup charge on your devices. So if your devices are running low on power, you're able to give them a recharge. The Braavn 8 series is also a speakerphone. So if you receive a call while you're connected wirelessly to the device, you can make and receive those calls hands-free. Now, as I said, on the audio side, they deliver quite a big sound, even at full volume, very, very little distortion. So Braavn has really nailed the quality. Maybe could have had a slightly better bass, but overall, it's a pretty satisfying sound. You're going to get above average high mid levels. Bass could have been a little bit better, but I tell you what, it's not bad. The Silver 850 and 855S. Now, the difference between these two products, the 850 is your normal speaker. The 855S has water resistance. It's also got a rugged outer casing so that it can be used if it's splashed with water by the pool. You can't completely submerge it in water, but it can handle a splash or a bit of rain. They're both priced at $399. If you want to read my full review, you can do that at techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. Now, answering all your tech questions, the Tech Guide Help Desk.
Now, as we mentioned at the top, the Tech Guide Help Desk this week is dedicated to giving parents some tips on how to keep control of their child's spending with the new smartphone and tablet in the App Store. If they're downloading apps, whether it's App Store or on the Play Store, these are the tips that are going to help you prevent your child racking up a massive bill. Now, we already said smartphones and tablets were hugely popular this Christmas, and so many apps were downloaded on Christmas Day. So What do you do, parents, if you've gifted one of these to your child? How do you prevent your child from racking up these big bills, especially if they're using your account connected to your credit card? How do you avoid these big bills, in-app purchases, and just downloading apps that cost that aren't free, that cost money? Now, first tip would be to set up a dedicated ID or Google Play account, so dedicated Apple ID or Google Play account for your child that is not linked to a credit card. So that way, there's no money being spent, there's no credit there, so they can be downloading apps. Of course, if the app costs money, then they won't be able to download it without your permission. The other thing you can do, if you've decided to give your child an app, maybe using your account, you can disable in-app purchases. Now, in-app purchases are those little things you can buy within the app, whether it's to get rid of the ads, whether it's to get a more premium version of the app, whether it's to buy these virtual goods within the app. Now, a child playing a game, maybe they may need these extra in-app purchases. They need these digital products within that app, and they'll think nothing of thinking, yes, buy, because they're not actually seeing the cash change hands, but the bill will be racking up. We've heard stories of children racking up thousands of dollars in extra bills because of all these in-app purchases being made. Now, one thing you can do also on your smartphones and tablets is enable parental controls. If you're using an iPhone or an iPad, you can find them in the settings. If you go to settings, you go to general, and then under general is another category called restrictions. You can select enable restrictions, and that can even be secured with a 4-digit passcode so your child won't get around it. You can set all kinds of restrictions of them not being able to make in-app purchases, access certain apps, and things like that. So that is really worth taking a look at. But one thing, too, you can do is actually sit your child down and remind them that these things cost money. There's a real cost involved here. Even though they're not seeing the money change hands, all they're doing is pressing a button and getting what they want, it should be explained to them that it is actually a cost involved, that there is a bill at the end of this cycle that has to be paid. You really need to remind your children of that. Another thing you can do too is set a monthly allowance of credit. We all received a bit of pocket money in our day. Now, today's child may want to spend that pocket money on a new app or some in-app purchases. You can set a monthly allowance of credit, and that way, not only will it save them from overspending if they've got a budget, but it'll also teach them how to manage that budget. They know they've got a set amount of money. They've got to be very selective with what they buy, so having that budget in place could also set them up later in life when they're not talking about apps. They're thinking about other products to buy, but you've taught them how to stick to a budget and to spend within their means and not go over the top. On iTunes, there's a parental guide. I've linked that parental guide on my story at Tech Guide if you want to check that out. But look, bottom line here, we want to save parents from getting a massive shock of in-app purchases and app purchases that has been bought through that brand new smartphone or brand new tablet that you gifted your child this Christmas. Now, you don't want that gift to be something that's going to be costing you money for the rest of the year until the following Christmas. You want to be able to keep those costs under control. You can read that full list of tips and also check out that parental guide that's found on iTunes. I've linked that at techguide.com.au. And that's our show for another week and for 2013. We wish you all a happy and safe new year and hope you can join us in 2014 for another year of Tech Guide podcast that will continue to keep you updated and educated. If you want to read more about what we've talked about today about on the show, you can head over to techguide.com.au. You can also get in touch with us by email at info@techguide.com.au. And you can send us your help desk questions to the Tech Guide forum. A special thanks too to our sponsors Netgear, the brand you can trust for all your Wi-Fi needs. If you want to stay connected, the answer is Netgear. Thanks for listening. It's been great having your company. We look forward to you tuning in again next week, the first week of 2014. So until then, stay safe and stay connected.